Courtney, for your thoughts. Back with you this morning. Glad to be with you today. 356-9397 is how you can join us. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and you can email us, talk@wdws.com. By the way, if you're in Chicago, when you go up there, I know there are the familiar places people go. There's the Natural Science Museum or History. You've got Shedd Aquarium. You've got Soldier Field. You've got Wrigley Field. You've got downtown, the Magnificent Mile. I went to a couple of places that you may have heard about before. If there's some place up there you normally go, for the next time I go up there, and I go to Chicago quite a bit, if there's an unusual place you've been to that you think is very cool, that may be a little off the beaten path, you can certainly pass that along to me and to our listeners. But I had a good time yesterday. Always enjoy going to a restaurant called Q. It's a barbecue restaurant. Upscale, I guess the way to be to describe it, with white tablecloths. But we went there. We've been there several times with friends and others. Great, great barbecue right there near Rush and Dearborn. Always seem to go there. That's a great place to go. And also the Greek Islands restaurant as well. So there's a couple of places we went to. If you have some others you want to share along the way, you can certainly do that. All right, what's on your mind today? All sorts of big topics to talk about, both at the national and local level. We'll touch on some of those here as we go along. And also today in history, we'll have open line time up until about 10:40, and then we'll talk to the Illini Rebounders about their golf outing. Gordy Holton is on the line. Hey, Gordy, how are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, today is the 90th day before the November 6th general election, which means by the law, we are now allowed to start accepting requests by voters to vote by mail. And so Champaign County voters who want to vote by mail can most easily request their vote by mail ballot by going to our website, champaigncountyclerk.com/VBML, and it will take you 2 minutes to request your vote by mail ballot. And when we get a little closer to the election, we will mail your ballot to your home or to where to send it. You can sit with it and do your research in the comfort of your own home if you like. Fill out your ballot. Mail it back to us. As long as it's postmarked by Election Day or earlier, we will count your vote along with everybody else's. And it's just a really easy way to vote.
So 90 days out.
Today is day number 90.
All right, it's going to be a wild time, I think, isn't it? Are you sensing a lot of interest in this midterm?
Well, I think normal people still think the election is a long ways away. For me and the folks on our team here in the office, this one is starting to feel like it's right around the corner, and this is the first big step for us in moving towards Election Day.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that will be coming up as we get closer to it, the certain deadlines?
Day 45, we will send our first ballots to our military and overseas voters. Day 40, which is in late September, we will start early voting here at the office. So at that point, you can vote in person for the first time. That's also when we will mail vote-by-mail ballots out to people that have requested them. And then day 12, we expand early voting to the 8 additional early voting locations that we offer all over Champaign County. And then we just sort of gradually accelerate up until November 6th, which is Election Day.
All right. Well, Gordy, we appreciate you passing that along to us. That's good information. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Appreciate it. Gordy Holton, Champaign County Clerk, with us here, in charge, of course, of all the elections. Appreciate that, passing that information along. Yeah, we're 90 days out. Can you believe that? Midterm elections. They had a big election in the state of Ohio, Ohio 12, they call it. That is, I guess, still too close to call. The Republican there has a slight lead. Some interesting articles in relation to that race that we'll touch on here if we get a chance. And also saw that a former Michigan state lawmaker has won the Democratic nomination to run a post for a House seat, setting her up to become the first Muslim woman elected to Congress. That's in District 13 in the state of Ohio. And some of the other headlines today, the president, Trump, losing his star on the Walk of Fame that's been vandalized recently. Or are there other reasons for that? We'll go out to Los Angeles and cover that story for you. 356-9397, just back from a couple of days off, back at it here today. Let's go back to the phones to James. Good morning, James. Hello there, James. How are you? I hear you knocking. Hey, James, are you there? Okay, he can call us back, I guess. 356-9397. Hope he's okay. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515-357, or email us talk@wdws.com. How about these wildfires in California? Could be facing the toughest wildfire season ever. Some 18, you don't see this word in news reports very often, gigantic blazes ravaged the state. And the historically worst months are yet to come in California. 14,000 firefighters battling fires that have destroyed more than 1,000 homes and claimed six lives. Thanks to wind-whipped flames that have caused an explosive thread through vegetation left tinder dry by years of drought. Of course, a deadly fire of more than 1,000 homes in the Redding area of Northern California, less than 50% contained. California's largest recorded blaze needed just 11 days to blacken an area nearly the size of Los Angeles. And the death toll up to over 130 in Indonesia, the island there, Lombok. Death toll up to 131. 356-9397 is where we go. Back to the phones to Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. You probably recognize my voice. We've taken each other to task a couple of times, but what I would like to make sure that I appreciate, and I hope everybody else appreciates, is this program that you have allowing anybody to call in with whatever they want to talk about. If, you know, I think it's important for people to be able to vent, their concerns and maybe mitigate, you know, their apprehensions. And although, you know, you and I have taken each other to task, for you to have the courage to field questions that you have no idea what's coming, you know, my hat's off to you. And I really appreciate your program.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. And that's what, you know, it's tried to be all the years, not just when I've started doing it the last few months, but Jim all those years and Larry Stewart before him. It's just, it's a community dialogue, you know, and there are people that have different opinions, and the idea is that, hey, let's get together and let's talk about it. And it seems like in this day and age, though, just with social media and everything else, it's gotten a lot more, intense. The discussion points, but I like to, you know, I may not agree with everybody and everything they say, but I'm more than happy to be their friend and listen and say, you know, well, I just agree to disagree, and that's kind of the way I try to live my life, and that's the way I do the show too.
And that, excuse me, and that philosophy, I think we should be able to can it and sell it, because, you know, even times that you and I have disagreed, you have disagreed with me with dignity and respect. Mm-hmm. Not like a lot of places of these call-in talk shows where they start attacking the person and da-da-da-da-da. So, again, I hope I didn't hope you don't think I attacked you personally. And, again, I think this stuff that you guys are doing for your listeners indicates your respect for their opinions and their dignity. So thanks again.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Have a great day. You bet. Yeah. 9:20 here at DWS. I was trying to think. A lot of times when people call in and they have a, you know, very strong opinion, one of the things I've always tried to do, and Jim kind of taught me this over the years, is be curious and try to figure out, okay, why do you think that way? You know, why have your life experience, and maybe there's something that you've experienced that I've never experienced and I can't totally relate to, but it might open my eyes to a different side of that story or a different angle. And so I just always try to remember, you know, don't criticize people who haven't walked in their shoes or haven't experienced what they've experienced. If you try to look at life like that, I think, you know, you go a long way. See, the Trump administration yesterday announcing some $16 billion worth of imports from China that will be hit with 25% tariffs, the latest step in the escalation of a trade war between the U.S. and China. The tariffs on 279 products will take effect later this month. China has enacted tariffs on U.S. goods in response, threatening more if further tariffs were enacted Beijing says it'll impose duties as high as 25% on U.S. products like meat, coffee, nuts, and auto parts. And the questioning of Paul Manafort's protege during the political consultant's financial fraud trial has turned confrontational, focusing on Rick Gates' own crimes as well as an extramarital affair and a plea agreement. Gates facing more bruising cross-examination today in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. And I mentioned the Trump Hollywood Walk of Fame star. The West Hollywood City Council voting unanimously to remove the star, citing the cost of dealing with repeated vandalism of it and protests. However, the council also spoke in political terms, describing it as an opportunity, quote, to take a stand on their values in support of women and against disturbing treatment of women. The proposal now heads to the Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, the L.A. City Council, and the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. The chamber has the final say over whether the star will be removed. Trump was awarded the star back in 2007 for his work as a Miss Universe pageant producer and then co-owner of the Miss Universe organization. So that news out of Hollywood today. And the violence in Chicago just up there, but they had 11 dead, 70 wounded over the weekend, a lot on the south side of Chicago and the west. I've got friends of mine who have grown up, I know Deion Thomas among them, who grew up on the west and south sides of Chicago. And they talk about some of those areas with me personally, about the struggles that go on there, a lot of it gang-related, in a kind of a cycle of despair and revenge and so forth. And, boy, it got really violent. A lot of protests in Chicago against the mayor. I think there were protests at Wrigley Field over the weekend. There were protests different places in the city, downtown along Michigan Avenue. And we're going to talk to somebody from Chicago on Friday, get a closer look at that from a reporter who covers those on a daily basis in the Windy City. So we'll get into that. We'll talk to the Rebounders here later in this show. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back with your phone calls, emails, and texts, just some open line time. Any great places you would suggest to visit in Chicago? Maybe off the beaten path a little bit. There's a lot to see and do in Chicago. Got some ideas for me down the road, or for our listeners, you can certainly pass those along too. I'll take those here today on the open line format. We are back with more Penny for Your Thoughts after this timeout here on News Talk 1400 DWS. All right, 356-9397. Thank you again to Mary Schenck for sitting in on Monday. Scott Beatty sitting in on Tuesday. Back with you today the rest of the week. And if you're going to Illini football practice, you were planning to do so later today, as I was. It is now ongoing 9 to 11 at the rec field. So if you plan to do that, you probably ought to head out there now. 9:26 here at DWS. We'll have news headlines here at the bottom of the hour. MX Electric, the owner is Max. MX Electric works on both residential and commercial projects, and a free estimate is always given before they begin any project. 15 years of experience, they've seen about everything. And if you're experiencing some electrical issues, small or big, it's never that bad. So they say remember to call Max. Actually, you'll talk to Nikita. They've worked on remodels as well as new construction, inspection correction, free estimates there, panel upgrades. If you need a TV installed, he can do that. You got smoke coming out of your electrical outlet, that's not good. You can have him check on that. Ceiling fans, maybe you think, well, I don't even know how to put one of those in. Max can take care of that. Bulb change-outs, retrofit. So electricity is one of those things, if you do not know what you're doing, don't do anything. All right, just call Max. Call Nikita. She'll get you lined up with Max at MX Electric. And they've got over 15 years of experience. They can fix, repair, or install anything. MX Electric, one of our new sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. They say, remember, relax, call Max. Hope you'll do that if you have any electrical issues. When they say, put the screwdriver down and walk away. Right? Probably good advice. All right, 9:27 here at DWS. Let's see some of the local news. Big article today in the News Gazette on the renovated Glen Park. Don't know if you've driven by there or seen that. The work there right near Wirco and Kraft. That has been completely been redone. So big article there in the News Gazette. Also, two Champaign police officers killed in the line of duty will see their honorary streets restored. City Council last night voting to partially roll back the 10-year limit for honorary streets. Now if a city employee dies on the job and gets a street, it'll be up indefinitely. And those designations will not count toward the limit of 4 special streets per year. They've been adjusting this here in the last couple of years. Councilman Greg Stock proposed the change with slain officers Robert Tapman and Thomas Dodsworth in mind. And also last night, with little fanfare, our newsroom's been covering this, the council okayed allowing downtown eateries to serve alcohol on outdoor patios as soon as they open. The old rule said they had to wait until late morning. And I know the News Gazette media and our reporters have also been covering the work around Champaign Central High School beginning to get underway with the Keep Central Central decision that went the way at the ballot box. They've been talking about, of course, all these different buildings, the Burnham Mansion and others that will need to be torn down or moved and et cetera. Unit 4 says Illinois American Water and I-3 Broadband will begin relocating their lines, and they'll start doing all that. And an honor for former Illini Tiger. The Banner School District last night revealed it had plans to name the Yankee Ridge Gym after Nancy Thies Marshall. A committee will study that proposal before it comes back to the school board for a vote. So that news last night from Urbana. 9:29 here at News Talk 1400 DWS. Just some open line time today. If you'd like to discuss anything you'd like to bring up, you can certainly do that. Something to our attention, you can certainly do that as well. That's what the open line time is for here today. I'm back from Chicago. Appreciate the help during the course of the week from Mary and from Scott. You can always email us, talk@wdws.com. Text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Mentioned the other night up at Guaranteed Rate Field, the number of Yankee fans in line to go to the game, and they were everywhere. Saw them all over different places in Chicago yesterday as well. So they pretty much fill up the community when they come to town, and with good reason. And you think about it, all the world championships they've won. I was talking to Gene Honda, does the public address up there, met with him for a few minutes the other night. He said the same thing happens with the Red Sox and, of course, with the Cubs when the Cubs come cross town, which makes sense. But the Red Sox also travel very, very well. And if you saw the Cardinal game last night, a lot of Cardinal fans down in Miami as well. So they travel as well. Those traditional successful teams seem to have very, very loyal fans, and that was, again, the case in Chicago over the weekend. All right, 9:31. We've got news headlines here with Michael Kaiser coming up, and then back to your phone calls, emails, and texts. What's on your mind today here on this Wednesday? Michael's up next with the news.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk@wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, back from Chicago, 356-9397, top things to do in Chicago. And there's all the Skydeck Chicago, Spirit of Chicago Sunset Dinner. I'm just looking at activities. Of course, Navy Pier. There's all the familiar ones, Millennium Park. But if there's something you've been to up in Chicago, you might offer as a suggestion to do the next time any of us go up there. We'll take those as well during the course of the show if there's not a topic you want to hit on individually, but you can certainly do that. That's also an option today. Today, happy birthday to Roger Federer. He is 37. Of course, we saw Kevin Anderson beat him at Wimbledon along the way. Donnie Most, remember him from Happy Days? Ralph Malf is 65 today. And the former Today Show co-anchor, never heard, Deborah Norville, is 60 today as well. A couple of things of note on this day in history. 1974, with the impending impeachment coming over the Watergate scandal, President Richard Nixon made a big announcement from the White House. And, of course, it was on this day, August the 8th, that he made that announcement about his resignation.
From the discussions I have had with congressional and other leaders, I have concluded that because of the Watergate matter, I might not have the support of the Congress that I would consider necessary to back the very difficult decisions and carry out the duties of this office in the way the inclination will require. I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time with problems we face at home and abroad. To continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the president and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
August 8, 1974, that is now 44 years ago today. President Nixon announcing that he will be resigning the next day. And I've read recently, I've been reading a lot of books lately, but read recently the whole Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon relationship, what went on there. Of course, eventually the pardon. They had known each other for many, many years. Al Haig was a big player at that time. And it's pretty interesting reading if you do some research and reading on that whole process of how he came to eventually announce his resignation. And even in all of that, he referred to a lack of support in Congress rather than kind of owning up to what happened, which was kind of the way he operated. Let's go to Carl. Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, I was trying to think why August the 8th was important.
Yeah.
And so you reminded me. But you realize, this isn't what I called about, but I wanted to throw in while I can. You realize that because of a Supreme Court ruling over 100 years ago, when he accepted his pardon, Richard Nixon was confessing that he actually committed the crime.
Yeah, and I did read a lot of that about that was the issue that the Nixon people and people around him, once he left for San Clemente in California, that was the issue they faced, that if he did accept the pardon, that he would look like he was admitting guilt. And
it's legally binding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That he's admitted guilt.
Based on that Supreme Court ruling from what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a basis for one of the reasons that Gerald Ford did that.
Okay.
There was a ruling.
Wow.
But
how far back was that ruling, you said?
Early 20th century.
Okay. I'll have to go back and look at that.
I'm pretty sure. I read this in a biography by Douglas Brinkley. It was a small biography of Ford. But
Douglas Brinkley. Okay. I'll take a look at that.
And, I just wondered, I called about originally Stan Mikita died yesterday. I wanted to, there was an interesting story about how he came to America. He originally was in Czechoslovakia. And at 8 years old, his uncle in Canada came to get him. And they were having big discussions with his family around him about whether that would happen. And he got up one night asking for jelly and bread. And his mother said, shut up and go to bed. And in the middle of the discussion, his mother said to his uncle, I don't even know if he wants to go. And he started crying because he wanted the jelly and the bread. And his mother heard him cry. He said, okay, he can go.
Is that right?
And yeah. I got that out of his autobiography that he originally wrote back in the 70s, I Play to Win.
Wow. Did you ever see him play? Did you ever see him play in person?
No.
No.
I've never been. That's one event I've never been to. I've never been to a Blackhawks game.
Hmm. Well, you got to get there sometime, Carl.
I also wanted to mention that you made a mistake last week.
Oh, I did.
Talking to Jim Dye.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were 6 months in on the show.
Yeah.
Actually, on the day you actually said this to Jim Dye, you were 7 months in.
Is that right? Well, that's even better.
You started on January 2nd, and you sit in on August 2nd.
That's right. Well, I need to learn to count, Carl.
Yeah, I thought you were. I didn't realize you were mathematically challenged.
Yeah, I guess not.
I've known you for 20 years.
That's right. Hey, Carl, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Yep.
Bye.
Good to hear from you. We're on the phones here with Jimmy. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm getting by. I just had one thing I want to throw at you. It's about food.
Yeah.
I'm self-taught by library books, and I found a book at the library titled Smoke and Spice, Cooking with Smoke, the Real Way to Barbecue.
Oh, yeah?
And it's fascinating. A guy and his wife traveled to 20 different states, you know, check out the different barbecue places, techniques, the wood they used. But one thing I just wanted to say, when they were in Chicago, they went to barbecue places that had bulletproof glass on the windows when you went to get your food.
Is that right?
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, when was that? You mean like recently or in the old days?
No, I'm talking like 20, 30 years ago, man. And
yeah.
That's how scary the south side of Chicago was. Now Chicago's a nightmare. And they got the toughest gun laws in the country.
Well, I can tell you it made us rethink our we had originally thought about going up on the train, and we decided eventually not to go up, and not because anything wrong with Amtrak, because we like to do that. But I don't know. It's just so much violence over the weekend that, you know.
I can't believe it. I told that to my friend yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How many people, you know, got shot and killed? Oh, just over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was 70 wounded and 11 killed.
Yep. Well, I'm staying home, staying safe, and I'm going to get something good to eat.
All right, Jimmy.
All right, thank you.
Very good. They have good barbecue places in Chicago. I eat at one all the time called Q, simply known as Q, that my wife and I really, really enjoy. In fact, I've got Doug Altenberger going there now on a regular basis. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, my conversation is not just for Illinois, but it's all over the United States. We got so many people that we need to crack down on our borders. We got so many people out here say, oh, let them come across. And I'm speaking to the people that are already on taxpayers' money and link cards and everything else. Don't they realize the more people come in here, they might have to be sharing part of their government help? I mean, they have to think about it. That could actually happen, because, you know, we don't have money to take care of everybody. So these people that want to say, well, we have open borders, well, we'd be biting off more than what we can chew. And these people stop to think it could affect their welfare themselves. And that's up for them to really think about it. And another thing is, all these protests, I think they ought to start doing a count of people that are protesting that's already on link cards, on government help, or some kind of government relief. And if they're out there protesting, they're not looking for a job, I think some of their help ought to be cut to a certain point.
Hmm.
Because if they got time to protest, they got time to look for a job.
Well,
that's all I got.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Bob. Hey, thanks for the call. Yep, good to hear from you. 356-9397. Good to be back in the penny chair today. Let's go back to the phones to John. Good morning, John.
Morning, Brian. Brian, I've been thinking a lot for the last year and a half or so about what this nation is coming to. And I, like a lot of others, think that it's really, really disturbing. Have no real panacea for it, but one of the things that I think about so much is a lot about a speech that I heard to President Obama. Well, I guess he was ex-president at the time, because a few days after he gave office to President Trump, I saw him on a live radio or TV, and I believe it was CNN. But I only saw it once. I never saw it repeated anyway. But he was talking about his Organize for Later, the drive that he has going and that is proceeding with right now,
mm-hmm.
is how his party can get back in power, and they will have to be all organized. But one of the things that shocked me and made me sick, and it still does today, to think that a person would say this, let alone an ex-president. He said, and this is not a quote, this is not verbatim, but what he said very clearly and used the words, if they bring a knife to the fight, we'll bring a gun. And I always look for what has changed. I can't attempt to tell you that I believe that is the entire problem, but that has to have some bearing when people are looking up to an ex-president and they say that if the opposition brings a knife to the fight, we will bring a gun.
I'm trying to remember when he said that. I was thinking he was saying that before he was elected, or was it while he was president and running for re-election? I can't remember.
When I heard it, Brian, was just a very few days after. It was after he had already lost the election, and I think it was one of his parting statements.
Okay.
Which would have meant that it was a year and a half ago.
After Hillary's loss, yeah.
But I think it was, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I said after his, yes.
Yeah.
But after the last presidential
mm-hmm.
election.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me sick today to think of that no wonder we have a lot of sick people out here, I know that.
Mm.
But then to hear someone of supposedly his stature say that, like I say, look for something different is usually, I think, the first clue that I think of, or first clue that I'm trying to find anyway.
Yeah. Well, switching gears a little bit, any place in Chicago you really like to go over the years?
Oh, gosh, I've been to a lot of places in Chicago. I used to go there on business a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I really had a favorite. You know, you could go twice a year for 20 years and still see just a smidgen of it, you know. But I hear a lot of places. One night we were at the pump room there for a meeting, not at the pump room for a meeting, but went there and saw Phyllis Diller. But maybe the next night you might go to the Playboy Club. You might go to just start naming them, you know.
Mm.
It's not my favorite place, I tell you. A large city is not. I would look forward to going, and you go up there for a two-day meeting, and boy, at the end of the first day, you think, we've got to do this again tomorrow. I'll tell you my worst one I went to, if you have a second. I don't want to take too much time. I'll condense it down real quickly. We were up there. There were three of us up there for a series of meetings that we had scheduled, and where people were coming to our suite and talk to us, interview us. And two of us got done early one day, And the third guy, as you know, he had to go right to the very end with his appointment. So we dug out every. It was cold. It was in the fall. And this is back when they had co-managers. Remember that? It would have been in the 60s sometime, where they had a number of managers that year. We were setting up. We went in, and it was cold, sunshiny cold. So we went up to our seats, and it wasn't 10 minutes till somebody came up and ran us out of our seat. No, we decided this is crazy. We're going to move down in those boxes. There was no one in those boxes, and it had sunshine in it. So we headed down there, and we no more than touched our bottoms to the seat, and you can't sit here. It was so funny. We didn't know whether to get mad or laugh.
Yeah.
And Brian, this would have to be checked out, and I in no way say that this is absolutely correct. But there were 400 and some people given credit for showing up at that game the next day in the newspaper.
I bet.
Made me anti-Cub forever.
That's a great story. Hey, thank you, John.
All righty.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I know driving in Chicago, I know where Lakeshore Drive is. I know where Michigan Avenue is. And I know where State Street is. Once I get further in than that, those big buildings, I'm lost. I have no idea where I'm at. All right, we'll continue with more of this, your phone calls, emails, and texts on an open line here, and then the rebounders a little later in the show after this timeout on Penny. Back on Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Got a text in, says, Brian, I'll be more than glad to let you take my place Thursday. I'm going to have my left foot operated on. Well, good luck with that. Wow. It doesn't matter what surgery it is. I had hernia surgery a few years ago, and it doesn't matter what the surgery is, man. When they start to put you under, you think, when am I going to wake up again? Usually it turns out to be pretty quick. It seems like it anyway. But good luck with that. Also, it says here, Bill says, I wonder how much money the Democrats poured into Ohio after the 2016 election. Democratic donations plummeted. I wonder if they have enough money for 435 House and 33 Senate races. How do you run on open borders, tax increases, and I hate the president? Don't believe Nixon was charged with anything. He was pardoned for any charges that might occur. I could be wrong. Well, impeachment is a political process, and he was facing, obstruction of justice, all sorts of things. He refused to release the tapes that they wanted, the missing segment of the tapes. There was all sorts of things there that he was facing. Possible criminal action for, but the impeachment process, he had lost all support from both sides of the aisle and very few defenders left, and realized that eventually on August the 8th, after much convincing, although he did not go down without a fight, he was determined to stick it out based on what I've read and his conversations with those around him, including Gerald Ford. All right, to the phones here at 9:57. Hey, Gertie, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to alert the listeners to a scam call I got last week.
Uh-oh.
A few weeks ago, I received a legitimate Medicare health insurance card. And on August the 2nd, I received a phone call, said it was from Medicare health insurance. And the woman asked for James, my husband. I said he was not home. Could I take the message? And the woman was difficult to understand. And then a man got on the phone, and he was difficult to understand. But anyhow, they said Medicare has a new good benefit regarding braces. And since I have joint pain, how did they know that? It may help. I said I do not need a brace. Anyhow, they said they knew my address and they knew other information. I called Christie Clinic where I get our insurance, and they thought it was probably a scam. Then I called Medicare, and they said they never call, never, unless they have previous permission to call. And they said if I get a package or other info in the mail or whatever, to send it back unopened by certified mail and watch for Medicare charges. I also called the Federal Trade Commission, and they said the same thing. Last night, a friend of mine said she received a similar call. So it made me even more suspicious. And I'm wondering, how did they get this information, and who is leaking the information to these scam people? And I'm calling to warn listeners to watch for any suspicious phone calls from Medicare. Medicare said they do not call unless previous permission.
Hmm. Well, that's good good information to pass along. It sounds like you did, took all the right steps that you're supposed to take. So,
well,
that's good.
So.
All right.
I was on the way out the door, and I was in a hurry. Darn it! You know, they sounded pretty convincing. Yeah. Let me tell you.
I bet. Yeah, they usually do. Well, thank you, Gertie. I appreciate the warning.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. 9:59 here on DWS. Penny for your thoughts. We'll have the news coming up here at 10 o'clock in about 10 seconds, and then back with more open line time up until about 10:40. We'll talk about the Rebounders golf outing, Lou Henson Rebounders golf outing coming up on WDWS. Champaign-Urbana, 10 o'clock at the Tone.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400, hour number two, as we get it underway here. Open line time up until about 10:40 or so, and then we'll visit with the Rebounders about their Lou Henson golf outing, and then finish out the show after that. So if you want to get in, now's the time to do it. 10:11 here in the morning, and 73 degrees, mostly cloudy here throughout the morning. Had a lot of fog early this morning here in Champaign-Urbana. Want to remind you, the Facer Law Office invites you to attend their free seminar, 7 Secrets You Need to Know to Protect Your Home, Your Assets, and Your Family from the Cost of Long-Term Care. Learn about the law that completely changes the rules and much more. Today, August 8th at 1:30 at the I Hotel, call the Facer Law Office, 337-1111, to reserve your spot. That's 337-1111. And, of course, ask about the book, Protect Your Family, Don't Write a Blank Check to the Nursing Home. And speaking of home, if you need a new roof, the folks at Swanson Roofing, the Roofing Dog, is a locally owned company. Corey's a graduate of Rantoul High School in the University of Illinois. They do not subcontract out their work. They're comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation. They built up a long, successful history here locally, and word of mouth is very important. It's the cornerstone of their business. They do a great job. And even if you have don't need a whole roof, maybe just some small repairs, maybe a shingle missing, or there's a little bit of a leak here, the wood's wet, the beams are wet, what's going on? Well, they can come and take a look at that. Corey will do that and his crew. Even if Swanson Roofing did not do your roof previously, they're happy to come out and look at it, give you a free estimate, let you know what's happening. So don't stick your head in the sand about this. We've got the fall coming up, a lot of leaves, and then, of course, the winter with the snow on the roof. Don't wait until then. Start lining up this now if you need the help. Swanson Roofing, the Roofing Dog in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean Counties. 355-ROOF, 355-7663, or visit the Roofing Dog.com online. You can do that. 10:13 here at DWS. Back to the phones to Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So Chicago.
Yes.
Where do you like to go?
Well, I usually go to sports venues, but we like to go to the Oak Street Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Up there by the Drake.
Very nice.
I like that.
The high rent district, yeah.
Well, I can't afford to live there, but I guess I can visit. So.
Oh, why don't you get a condo overlooking Oak Street Beach? That would be lovely. I'd like that. Okay, so I would say in Chicago, number one place, if you could only go to one place in Chicago, it would have to be, what do you think?
What do you think?
Yeah, no, you. Oh. I'm asking. What
oh,
do you
what
think
do I think the number one? Mm-hmm. I thought maybe that was a place.
No.
I hadn't heard of that one. No, I would say, number one place. I love going to just the beach or to Navy Pier or something like that.
Okay, I'll tell you what it is. It's the Art Institute of Chicago.
Okay.
It's one of the highest rated museums in the country, and it's fantastic. I mean, there's just so, oh my gosh. We go there often, and there's always something fantastic to see there. We just recently, they change exhibits all the time, you know, so you aren't always looking at the same things. Although, even if you were always looking at the same things, you go back and you look at your favorite paintings, you know, of course. but they just had a photography exhibit about Chicago from like back in the 50s and 60s, the tearing down. We've talked a lot locally here recently about, you know, whether buildings should be demolished, historical buildings and stuff like that. People want to preserve those. Well, they demolished, you know, the Stock Exchange and the Garrick Theater in Chicago, and photographers documented the buildings before they were destroyed, and it's just really sad that they were torn down. But, okay, so Art Institute is great, and besides the museum, in the basement, they have a wonderful cafeteria. I mean, fabulous food. So that's, in and of itself, if you do nothing else, that's one thing. However, there is another place in Chicago that we went to recently. There's a charge, but we just by coincidence happened to go there on one of the free days, which was the anniversary of the Coast Guard or something like that. But anyway, J.B. Pritzker is fortunate to be very wealthy, and he and his family have done some really great things with their money. One of which, of course, is the Holocaust Museum in Skokie, which is, I put it up against the National Museum any day. I mean, it's really, really good if you have a chance to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a place at 104 South Michigan. It's called Pritzker Military Museum and Library. You would love it. You would love it. It's like a military history. They actually can look up a lot of stuff for you. You know, they have people who work there who can look up, like, if you have family members. But it's very tastefully done. And very interesting to see the military museum there.
And where was that again?
It is at 104 South Michigan Avenue,
okay.
Suite 400. But it's up in the building. I mean, you have to know that where you're going. There's no, like, sign on the street, I don't think. But you have to just know that that's your destination and go in the building and, you know, up in the elevator. But besides this military museum in this building is the building itself. Oh, my gosh. It's like, I don't know when it was constructed, like really a long time ago, but it is, oh, it's exquisite. Just the building, the tiles, the, you know, just looking at the structure of this building. And I said, wow, you could film a historical movie here, like from the 40s or something. Because
wow.
It's like you go in there and you are in another era. And it's just something to behold.
Wow.
So, anyway, yes, what you like in Chicago, I thought I'd just
yeah.
Along.
No, those are great things. The Art Institute, that's the one down near Millennium Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what
oh, my gosh, they've done, oh, my gosh, the modern wing that they've added just has, like, a bridge that goes straight across to Millennium Park. It's just such an exquisite place in every way, and it's a place you could spend hours and hours and hours and still not even see everything. So.
Well, those are great ideas, and I have been to, my wife and I have been to the Holocaust Museum.
Oh, have
in
you?
Skokie, yeah, which is, will just leave you, when you walk out of there, you just don't know what to say for several minutes.
Right, yeah.
You're just stunned.
Yeah. They did a really good job with that, I think, so.
Well, good. Well, thank you very much, Karen. Those are all great things. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yep.
You take care, Brian.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 356-9397. Got a text in, says, Brian, Q, I'm talking about the Q barbecue restaurant, Q on Dearborn, been there, love it. We stay in that area of the Gold Coast all the time. So, yeah, it is really good. And the potato chips, you wouldn't believe how good they are. You could eat a meal of potato chips. I wouldn't recommend it as far as, you know, just eating three plates of potato chips, but you could do it. In fact, there was a time recently I introduced Doug and his wife to Doug Altenberger to there, and he enjoyed the chips so much as a gift one time, we just sent him a box of them. And he loves the chips at the Q barbecue place, and I'm a barbecue guy. I like it on Dearborn. All right, Zoe, good morning. You're up next.
Oh, good morning, Brian. I enjoyed Karen's call. That was interesting. I remember the last time I went to the Art Institute and to the Monet exhibit a long time ago, and that was when I could see a little bit still.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm calling in response to Gert about the older people getting these phone calls, scam phone calls.
Yeah, from Medicare, yeah.
Yeah, and I was getting them all the time for a while, and they were trying to, I asked one lady once, finally, how they got my name, and what did she tell me? It was some weird way, but they were trying to sell Medicare supplemental insurance. And but I just want to say to people, if you don't know the person, don't engage with them. They're going to act like they know you and act all friendly. And I was getting these calls, and they'd say, "Hi, Zoe," like they knew me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got caught a couple times, you know, responding, and it made me very angry at myself for responding. But don't even engage with them, because they'll try to get you into a conversation, and they'll act like they care about you, and they'll act all. Just hang up the phone. Put the receiver down. Don't think you have to be polite. You know, don't, you know, I just recommend, you know, don't talk back to them either. Just hang up. Because they just want to get you to engage somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it.
That's part of the strategy, I think.
And it is. They know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to say to people, it just grieves me, because I've had a lot of older relatives that have that I've worried about that way. And it's very easy to get caught up in a phone call, and it's better to just not do it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no,
and
they...
If you can have caller ID or something, it's good. I don't have it, but I shouldn't say that. But it, you know, to anything to protect yourself. So.
Yep, that's good advice. Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you.
Yep, great to hear from you. Question said here. Let's see, where is it? Does anyone know of Food Factory Tours in Chicago? Does anyone know of Food Factory Tours in Chicago? That's one thing up there. We talked about the Pritzker Military Museum and some of the other great places to visit, buildings, architecture. They have the architecture tour you can take, of course. The river tour you can take. Those are all pretty cool. I know Ed Bond's done that a couple of times, if not more. We're just talking about a lot of things today. I was just in Chicago, just back, and a lot of my trips to Chicago have to do with sporting events. But I think one of the callers mentioned you could spend, I mean, day after day, you'd barely scratch the surface to all the things that are in Chicago that you can actually see and do, and some things that are like hidden treasure. So if you have any of those you want to pass along, certainly you can do that. 356-9397 is the phone number, 1022. Good morning to Eric. How are you?
Good morning. A few notes that didn't get very little attention in the most of the media. Number one, a statement by, I don't know the source, but they said the recent economic boom was attributed to our president, who borrowed the money and also sold government bonds. And the source said that they project that the president will have debts of $1 trillion every year for as long as he's in office. Two other things, too. A big iceberg separated from the North Atlantic a couple weeks ago, and it's so big that it's about the size of Maine. And it's interesting to note that when an iceberg comes off, it's like if you cut a piece of pie out of, I mean, a pie, a slice of pie out of a circular a pie, then when the sun comes down, after that separates, there's more ocean to absorb the heat, whereas in a normal situation, it reflects the heat. But when an iceberg separates, then there's more ocean to absorb the heat, which is just like global warming. And there was one more thing too. Oh yeah, Russia it was going to ship something to China, and the normal route is through the northern hemisphere, but it's not, you know, it's normally filled with ice. But this year it was open, so it only took them 16 days to go to China instead of the normal 27 days of going through the Straits of Hormuz.
Hmm.
So those are two emblematic things of global warming, and you can see with our warmer temperatures, there's more heat. Anytime you heat something, you increase the atomic movement of the elements in the liquid or soil or whatever, mm-hmm. and that creates a more vicious type of storm. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Take a quick break. Back with more after this. Hang on. Back to the callers in a second. Penny, for your thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. There's some open line conversation going today, and I just got back from Chicago, so we've been talking a little bit about things to do in Chicago. And if you are interested in the barbecue restaurant I was telling you about, I think it's actually called Chicago Q. The building has a Q on it, and that's what I call it, but it is Chicago Q if you want to check it out and eat there. I'd highly recommend it, 1160 North Dearborn in Chicago. They open each day at 11 a.m., at least during the week. And also got a text in, so I recommend going to Popeyes in Chicago. And when my dad took me to Wrigley Field, I got to see the Reds play the Cubs back in the 90s. Yeah, Wrigley Field's a hot spot. If you need your basement repair, the Woods family has helped over 55,000 homeowners since 1986. Basement crawl space wall cracks a problem. The foundation walls of your home, those show up, mold, pests, and others, and smells of all kinds get in there, especially when the air conditioner has been running. Cracks will let water leak into your crawl space. And again, these problems, if you ignore them, they have two things that happen. They will not go away. They get worse, and they keep stealing value from your home until the cause is fixed. Over the years, Woods, since they've been around, has acquired many awards, but they're most proud of their Better Business Bureau Torch Awards. And what is it costing you to not fix the problem you face? They do not go away. 888-935-4333 is the number to call to get a free estimate. 888-935-4333 or woodsbasementsystems.com. To the phones here, right ahead of the news, to Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you, sir?
I'm fat and sassy.
Oh, good.
I have a recommendation for Chicago. Oh. Have you ever been to Ed DeBevick's?
Ed DeBevick's. No, I have not. Yep. Is that a restaurant or is that a place?
It's a 50s restaurant. They got all kinds of 50s memorabilia, neon lights and signs, and 50s style diner waitresses that come sit on your lap and all kinds of stuff like that. It's quite the place.
And how do you spell it? How do you spell it? D E
D E.
Yeah.
D little e and then Bevick's, B E V I C K S.
Okay.
Ed DeBevick's. It's on a Ontario or Ohio, one of those streets there, east west streets.
Okay.
And of course the Wendella boat cruises, you talked about those. Those are awesome. You go up and down the Chicago River and then go out to the Lake Michigan, and you can see the Chicago skyline from the lake, which is kind of neat.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if they let you out there at night, but that'd be pretty cool at night, I would think.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah. They have nighttime cruises.
Okay.
Also, Brian, did you hear the Rasmussen report that said the black approval rating for Trump was 29%?
I did not see that.
Yeah, if that's true, boy, that's a game changer.
In 2020, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
Because it was 8%,
yep.
And then it was 15, now it's 29. So if that's true, that would be an alarming number.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call today.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. Thank you. Got to get to the news, 10:32. We'll talk a little Rebounders golf here towards the end of the show. And what were you doing 30 years ago tonight? I'll tell you what I was doing, and it was a big deal in Chicago. But let's get to the news now with Michael.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
Welcome back, Penny for Your Thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Brian Barnhart in our downtown studio. We got a tour going on here with some little kids. They're all waving, so I'm waving back. While they go by, lots of smiles in their orange shirts. Wow. That's pretty cool. All right, 356-9397 is the phone number. Donna emailed me real quick. She said, I had to leave my radio, so I don't know if this was pointed out. I believe the Pritzker Military Museum is located in the Chicago Cultural Center, formerly the Harold Washington Center, formerly the main Chicago Public Library. The building is indeed a gem, a Louis Sullivan design. It was indeed used in movies. One I recall was The Untouchables. I believe the museum is actually a successor to the old GAR Museum, just FYI. That is from Donna. Talking about Chicago a little bit today and some favorite spots since I just got back from there. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I want to alert you to a landmarks in Chicago that I think is just one of the most fun things to do up there, and it doesn't cost anything. You do need to have an app on your phone, but it's the Talking Landmarks. I don't know if you're aware of them.
No, I'm not.
But, okay, Nathan Hale statue is in front of the Tribune Building, and that's one of them. And as long as you have this app on your phone, I think it's that barcode app that reads, you know, like real estate listings and things. That QRC, is that what it's called, I think?
Yeah, I think so,
anyway,
yeah.
you put your phone up to that statue, and it scans it, and it sends a text to the statue or landmark, and then the landmark calls you on your phone. I mean, how cool is this?
Really?
It calls you on your phone, and it talks to you about what you're looking at. Like the Nathan Hale statue says something to the effect that the owners of the Tribune elected to put my statue here because of my integrity, and this is really what they think I look like because they really don't have any pictures of me. And there's also one, my favorite, though, are the two lions in front of the Art Institute, because they both have their own little narrative, and they play off each other. And I never thought of those lions looking different until I walked up there and did this little talking experience, because they're definitely facing different ways. And it's just, and Bob Newhart has one on Navy Pier, and of course the Bean. And the other thing is that they're narrated by people from Chicago. So the Bean is narrated by David Schimmer, I think, that was on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chicago.
Yep.
And it's just really fun to do, and it'll be fun even with little older children. And you get your steps in walking around trying to find all the statues. So I just thought I'd throw that in for you. It's a really great thing to do the next time you're up there.
That is an awesome thing to do. I'm going to check that out. Wow.
Yeah,
and it's on,
it's
but
really
you have to have
good.
The app to do it, so...
Yeah, and, you know, it's not any big thing. You just download that barcode app, and it kind of takes over and does its thing once you scan it in front of the statue.
Hmm.
So I just think it's really a good example of technology at its finest.
Well, that really is. Well, thank you for sharing that, Sherry. That's awesome.
Okay.
I appreciate
thanks.
It.
Bye-bye.
30 years ago today, 30 years ago, is that right? 8-8-88. At Wrigley Field in Chicago. What a big night that was 30 years ago tonight. Here's what it kind of sounded like when it came to a big historic night at Wrigley.
Welcome to Wrigley Field for tonight's game between the Philadelphia Phillies and your Chicago Cubs. I'm Jack Brickhouse, and I'll be your master of ceremonies for this historic first game at night ever to be played at Wrigley Field. Now at this time, we direct your attention to the on-deck circle next to the Philadelphia Phillies dugout as the Wrigley Field lights will be officially turned on. To perform the honors, the Cubs are proud to have a true die-hard Cubs fan. Ladies and gentlemen, here tonight, age 91, to officially turn on the lights at Wrigley Field is Cubs fan Harry Grossman. Harry, welcome.
Lights ever since. Some people didn't like it in the neighborhood, but 30 years ago tonight, that game, by the way, never finished. It got rained out, and some said it was a message from God that there are to be no lights at Wrigley Field. The other interesting angle on that, it was a guy named Keith Miller that played for the Phillies who wound up playing in Oklahoma City when I was doing AAA baseball out there. And he said when their plane flew out that night, it got rock and rolled by that thunderstorm, rattled the plane. They thought they'd been hit by lightning on their way out of town. And so the Phillies, who were supposed to be part of history that night, did not make it because the game didn't count. But that was 30 years ago tonight. 10:44, Ed DeBevick's text says, closed a few years ago, unfortunately, but DeBevick says it'll reopen next year in Streeterville. We had a caller mention that. Busey Bank provides ag services and farm brokerage. They provide a full range of products and services to meet your agricultural needs. Whether you need a loan for production expenses or to purchase land and equipment, Busey provides lending solutions. Their real estate mortgage firm can assist with the sale or purchase of properties, market analysis, and market studies, and they also provide farm management, rural appraisals, and agriculture consultations. Their roots run deep. It's a name you can trust. They've served farmers for over 150 years, 90,000 acres under management, a 9-member team with more than 130 years of combined experience. Benefit from their wealth of expertise by visiting Busey.com or call 217-351-7244. Partner with a team whose roots run deep, Busey's Ag Services and Farm Brokerage Team. 10:45, a quick break, a phone call. Dave, hang on, we'll get to you, and then we'll talk Rebounders Golf. But a break, Dave, and then Scott Friedline after this. Penny, for your thoughts. Sun trying to come out here on this 76-degree day in downtown Champaign. Scott Friedline's going to join me here momentarily from the Rebounders. Woods Basement Systems was founded in 1986. Talk about 8888 going back to 86. A lot of awards they've won, but awards only begin to tell the story. Woods Basement System leads the industry in innovation and expertise. They offer more than 24 uniquely patented products. In fact, all of their inspectors and installation technicians have been trained and certified through the Foundation Support Works and Basement Systems International Training Programs. No matter your concern for home or business, you can be confident your Woods Basement Systems representative will have the expertise to diagnose the problem and offer the best, most corrective solution, most effective solution. Again, the problems do not go away whether you've got cracks in your foundations. I've got some water coming in. We're going to get that repaired. Call 888-935-4333 or woodsbasementsystems.com. Dave is with us. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Brian. That was a great little clip of the lights turning on at Wrigley. On YouTube, you can find a clip of Bill Murray was there that night.
Yep.
With Harry Carey sitting in the booth drinking Budweiser's on the air. It was great. You can find that clip. It's really cool.
Yep.
So I just wanted to say, speaking of Wrigleyville and all your Chicago talk today, my cousin, Joe Helfrich, has a business. He's from Champaign, graduated Champaign Central. But he lives in Chicago now and started an awesome business called Roscoe Village Guest House. And it's in Roscoe Village, which is a neighborhood just a mile west of Wrigley Field off of Addison, just south of Addison. But it's a great – I worked for him, and for full disclosure, when he was opening it and getting it started. And it's condos, fully furnished condos that you can rent, really good price, like comparable to hotels. But you get the whole place, kitchen, bedrooms, you know, it's kind of the new thing, like the vacation rental type thing that's really been sweeping. But here's a local guy. If you guys are going to Chicago and want a place to stay, RoscoeVillageGuesthouse.com. It's awesome. Hmm. And you get to be with a local guy.
Well, that's good. Roscoe, say it again, the website?
Yeah, RoscoeVillageGuesthouse.com.
Okay.
.com. Yeah. And Roscoe Village is a cool little neighborhood. I don't know if you've ever been in there.
Hmm.
Really quiet, lots of good restaurants and shopping and all of that. So, it's something to check out, Brian, if you're up there.
All right.
And go to a Cubs game.
All right. Hey, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep. Appreciate the phone call. All right. Scott Friedline's here. Rebounders, golf outing, August 22nd.
Yes,
2 weeks
is.
From today.
Coming up quick.
Yeah. Got any place in Chicago you really like?
You'd mention
Navy Pier.
Turn that
mic a little bit there.
Navy Pier is one of my favorites. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I enjoy that. So,
yeah. Yeah. And you were a former law enforcement.
Correct.
I mean, it's a busy place up there.
It is. I actually did some tours of duty, so to speak, up there with Chicago PD on a couple of things, and have done some training up there as well.
Are they as hard nosed as they're portrayed in the movies, or is that
can be?
Can be. Okay.
I could tell stories. I won't.
Well, we're here to talk golf real quick, and the Rebounders, their outing is August 22nd. Lou Henson Rebounders golf outing. Where is it? And give us the
Stone Creek Golf Course. The tee time is actually we shotgun start at noon, but come out early. We'll have a lunch at 11. We still have some slots available and are encouraging people to jump on the website, get the information you need, and sign up. We also are always looking for sponsorships for that event. Last year, it took us about 3 weeks to sell out. This year, a little slower. I'm not sure why. I don't know. The weather's been really great. So, you know, hopefully we can get this thing filled. And this is our primary fundraiser for the Rebounders, and this is how we support a number of basketball programs, things that they do. We've helped fund trips to Europe. We've done other things. Helped. Our most recent one was the installation of the new weight room at the practice facility there, and we did that in cooperation with the Courtsetters, the female booster club. So it's been pretty interesting, exciting.
So you can, if you'd like to still play, there are slots open.
If you've got
a foursome, if you're a single, and you'll be paired with other people.
Yep, it should be fun. Like I said, we had a great time last year. All the coaches were out. It was really, you don't have to be a good golfer. You just got to come out with the idea of having a good time. Mm-hmm. And it was a blast. Like I said, we sold out early. It's reasonable. I mean, for members, it's $150 individual, non-members, $175. But again, this is our big fundraiser of the year, so we're hoping to get it filled.
Yep. And the coaches are out there. I know Brad Underwood had a big, I don't know, it was an orange and white shirt, striped shirt or something he had on last year. But he kind of goes, does he greet everybody, I think?
Yeah, we have actually, we do a couple of extra fundraiser things. And so we have a golf ball signed by him that each team can auction off internally. And the winner of that then gets a signed golf ball. And that becomes a fifth ball in play for them for the hole, which is kind of interesting if they want to use it that way. So, and we have a number of other contests that go on with this and the usual kind of golf tournament fair.
And it's out at Stone Creek. Steak dinner afterwards, right, usually?
Yep, provided by Outback Steakhouse, so it's always a good one. Mm-hmm. And even if you can't play golf that day, you can come out and join us for the steak dinner. Coach will talk about the team in progress and that type of thing. And it's a really good, casual, relaxed time. We'll have some auction items with a live auction as well, again, to help raise some more money for them.
And another event, too, a week after that, right?
On the following Tuesday, then, we have the kickoff event, which is a members-type event. We'd love to have people come out, sign up for membership. This will be at the Hilton Garden Inn for the first time in many years. We used to have it up in the Colonnades. Mm-hmm. And this is where the coaches will come out, be introduced, and introduce the team. So we have a bunch of new players. It's our opportunity to get to know them. There's kind of a meet and greet where you can get autographs from everybody. And it's really a good time.
Yep. So information, people should...
IllinoisRebounders.com's got it all.
Yep.
And if you have questions, you can give us a call, and we'll figure that out,
okay,
too.
Hey, Scott, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. Back with a couple of final calls after this. Hey, the Facer Law Office invites you to attend their free seminar, 7 Secrets You Need to Know to Protect Your Home, Your Assets, and Your Family from the Cost of Long-Term Care. You can learn about the law that changes the rules and much more today, August 8th at 1:30 at the I Hotel, so you better hurry if you want to go. It's in a couple hours. Call 337-1111. See how many calls we can get here in the next 3 minutes. Hi, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Brian?
Good, sir.
I think I just missed the answer to my question, which was the 4 o'clock, the news hour is at 4 o'clock today, and the mayor's going to be on there talking about zoning issues. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, and is that a call-in situation or more of a just an interview dialogue? You know what? That's
yeah, I think
about.
It's just more of it. It's probably a fairly short 8 to 10 minute interview. I think just a straight shot. So
okay, interested in the Clark Park issue and wanted to be able to listen. So we'll be there at 4.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Jim is up next. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing great. Thank you. I know we're short time here. Mm-hmm. Real quickly, on the Hollywood Stars Hall of Fame or sidewalk there where they've got all the stars, they're getting ready to vote on whether to keep Donald Trump on that sidewalk. They've had multiple people recently damage and vandalize the star, and they're kind of saying, well, that's partly why, because we don't want to keep fixing the thing. Mm-hmm. But yet, Kevin Spacey and Bill Cosby. And by the way, I'm a fan of both. Have been for many, many, many years. But they're saying we may take Trump's off of here because of his treatment toward women and, you know, people in general. And I thought, well, if the things are true about Bill Cosby and Kevin Spacey, if they're going to use that criteria, there are other people to look at, too.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I believe it's just the pure hatred for Donald Trump that a lot of the country seems to have.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Yep. And Anna Wall. Hi, Anna Wall. How are you?
I'm fine. And I'll be as brief as possible. And I know people get tired of listening to me. But with the News Gazette, I cannot resist calling in to talk about how fortunate we are to have such a newspaper. Being an Afro-American and having majored in sociology, I have no knowledge whatsoever about the law, but I have gained quite a bit by reading the excellent article written by your reporter, Mr. Jim Dye. And the name of it is called Parking While Black, Cause for Search. And I would suggest not only the intelligentsia, but Afro-Americans read that article.
All right. Very good, Anna Wall. Thank you. That's it for me. Thanks for being with us. Back tomorrow at 9, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana.